True Alaska is the brand of water bottled at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park in Sitka, but True Alaska Bottling, the business entity, is long since gone. TAB sold the plant in December 2006 to a group known as Cove Partners. That transaction took place on the very same day TAB bought the plant from the city of Sitka. No one at Tuesday's assembly meeting disputed whether TAB's quick turnaround of the property was legal. The problem is that the city's sale agreement with TAB included three so-called reversion conditions, which bound TAB to, among other things, clean up the property, double its bottling capacity, and to operate for 12 consecutive months with at least 25 employees. If not, ownership of the plant would revert back to the city of Sitka. TAB apparently did not disclose the reverters to Cove Partners when it flipped the plant, nor did the title insurance agency, First American, identify any encumbrance. Kent Sullivan, an attorney representing Cove Partners, said First American had two choices: settle with Cove for $170,000 or spend roughly the same amount of money contesting the legality of the reverters in a lawsuit against Sitka. Sullivan and Cove proposed that a better solution would be to spend the $170,000 repairing the plant in exchange for the city's dropping its claims to the site.
From the title company's perspective, they believe that legally the reversions could be removed, and they're sort of looking at this from a business perspective and what is going to cost more. Is it going to cost more to fund a settlement with the city to have certain improvements made or to satisfy the city in doing certain things in exchange for removal of the reversions, or would it be cheaper to litigate and ask a court to judicially remove the reversions?
Sullivan said removing the reversions was Cove's highest priority, since it could not market or use the plant as collateral for additional capital while it was encumbered. In theory, he said, if Sitka were to declare a default on the reversions, the property could revert to Sitka tomorrow. That would present a problem for Cove Partners, which paid roughly double the $723,000 TAB paid the city for the property. Sullivan said this was intended to help capitalize the plant, which suggested a then-friendly relationship between TAB principal Dick Kearns and Cove Partners, who were all based out of Lebanon, Oregon. That relationship has apparently cooled. At a Sawmill Cove Industrial Park board meeting last month, Cove Partners said that Kearns was no longer associated with the business. Gary White, the executive director of the park, suggested the absence of Kearns was cause for renewed faith in Cove Partners.
The Sawmill Cove Board developed the reversionaries to keep TAB on task because it didn't necessarily have a lot of confidence in their business plan. Now we're looking at a completely different animal here.
Sawmill Cove Board Chairman Grant Miller told the assembly that Cove Partners had demonstrated its good faith by purchasing another $150,000 bottling line. Miller said it was in the city's interest to avoid litigation. "We want to see water bottled, not lawyers getting rich," he said. The Sawmill Cove Board has been working with Cove Partners and a second group of investors known as Star West Holdings since the plant's new ownership was disclosed last year. Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett asked Miller his opinion of the new management.
Do you, as a board, have faith in Cove and Star West business plan?
We have far more faith in Cove Partners than we had in Mr. Kearns. And one of the reasons that's true is that we've seen them put out cash of their own to buy equipment. I mean, I think they wouldn't spend the money on more water bottling equipment if they weren't serious about bottling water there.
That faith was not shared by all. Assemblymember Nancy Kavanaugh, participating in the meeting by phone, was cautious.
We've been burned before, and we don't want to be in a situation where somebody just has the property and isn't doing anything with it. And if we remove the reversion, that's exactly what will happen. We really lose that control piece, and I think that's important for this piece of property.
Kavanaugh said that Cove Partners, Star West, and TAB had traded the plant like it was a game of Monopoly, and we've yet to see anything produced out there. Likewise, Assemblymember Reber Stein believed that Sitka had staked too much in the development of bulk and bottled water and it simply wasn't coming to fruition.
Is it time to abandon, you know, abandon the dream industry out there and let the current marketing conditions dictate what the highest and best use is?
The assembly voted 4-2 to drop the reverters, with Stein and Kavanaugh opposed. Jack Osment was absent. In exchange for the city's release, Cove Partners will place $170,000 into a city-controlled escrow account for repairs to the True Alaska bottling plant. The highest priority upgrade was identified as a new electrical service at an estimated $165,000. Cove Partners also plan to make repairs to the building's roof and sewer system. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.